Today, Utah has two new representatives in Congress, Republican Senator Mitt Romney and Democrat Ben McAdams of the 4th Congressional District. KUER's Nicole Nixon is in Washington, D.C., and spoke with each of them today before they were sworn in. First, McAdams, who's now the only Democrat representing Utah in Congress.
How are you feeling on your first day, and what's going through your mind as you start serving the 4th District?
Yeah, so far there's a lot to soak in. You know, we already have constituents who are coming by to meet with me, and we are settling into the office, just working to get the office set up. As you see, that the walls are bare, so we've got to put some Utah art on the walls. But, you know, this is going to be a busy day. We get sworn in at noon and jump right into legislation to open the government, hopefully, and get down to business, get working for the people of Utah.
Democrats take control of the House today, and your first big task is to reopen the government, like you said. It's been closed for almost 2 weeks. President Trump is not budging from his demand for $5 billion plus for border security. Would you vote for that in order to reopen the government if it comes to that?
You know, it's important to me that, first of all, we don't make the American people suffer and deny the services that they rely on from their government. So opening the government has to happen. There are plenty of important issues and debates and emotional debates that have to happen here, and finding common ground has to be part of that. But we've got to get the government back open and running. And so what we're going to vote on today is to approve legislation that was adopted by the Senate late last year and adopt that legislation verbatim. So you'd have agreement out of the Senate and the House, and hopefully that President Trump agrees with that. You know, border security is an important issue for me, and I think for all of us, that we've got to protect our borders. But first things first, we've got to get the government back open and not make the American people suffer while this other debate that's important happens on the side.
Is $5.6 billion too much for you on border security? How much resources would you be okay with putting toward that?
You know, I'd look to experts to tell us what was needed for border security and what we can fund. I'm not convinced that a wall is the best technology available for border security. You know, we want to stop dangerous people who are coming to this country, and what's the best way to do that? I'd be open to that. At this point, I'm not convinced that a wall is really effective use of tax dollars. So look forward to really having that debate going forward. But for now, the priority has to be opening the government, and then let's have that conversation about border security and work to find common ground.
You're voting on new House leadership today, and Nancy Pelosi is expected to win back the Speaker's gavel. Will she do that with a vote from you?
You know, I will not be voting for Nancy Pelosi for Speaker. I've said during the campaign that I believe it's time for the Democratic Party to have new leadership. She's been at the helm of the House Democrats for over 14 years, and I'd like to see new leadership. Understand that nobody else is running against her, so my vote will be only symbolic in nature, but I plan to vote for to keep the commitment that I made during the campaign and vote for new leadership.
What are some of the first pieces of legislation that you want to run?
You know, I want to be part of the conversation about health care and expanding access to health care and reducing the cost of health care. Immigration reform and a fix for DACA is a top priority of mine. And then, you know, I guess I'm going to look at what committee I'm on and where I can bring some of the expertise that I've developed as mayor and in my public service and private service before entering politics, where I can bring for the benefit of Utah.
Do you have committee assignments yet?
We won't get committee assignments for a couple of weeks.
Okay. Yeah. Since your election was so close, do you feel more pressure to show results quickly for your constituents?
You know, I think what people voted for when I was elected was they want somebody who will be an independent voice for Utah, who will be accessible to the public. And, you know, that's what they saw with my service as mayor, and that's what they're going to see from me as a congressman. And I'm going to continue to provide that level of leadership, be a good listener, accessible to the people to hear what they want, and then I'm going to vote with them over any political party. And, you know, I think it's that kind of good service right now that will warrant future service. You know, I'm not really thinking about a campaign at this point. What I'm thinking about is giving good service, and then I think good public service speaks for itself.
Your family's here with you for your swearing in today. How are they adjusting to this change?
You know, it's a bit of a whirlwind for all of us as we're figuring out, you know, living in two cities and balancing, really living a normal life. My kids are in public schools and on their soccer teams and baseball teams, and they're going to continue their lives, and we're going to just be juggling, and we're going to try and figure that out kind of as we go along. But right now they're here to be with me as I get sworn in, and then they'll fly back home and we'll start this new life and all the balancing that goes with that.
Have you found a place to live yet, or are you going to be sleeping on a cot here in your office?
I don't intend to be sleeping on a cot. Apparently about 100 members of Congress will sleep on a cot. I'm hoping to avoid the cot. Right now we're staying with some friends out in Maryland, and I do have an apartment that I'll be moving into in a few weeks.
Utah's newest congressman, Democrat Ben McAdams of the 4th District. Thank you.
Thank you, Nicole.